Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida released the names of 303 nursing homes and long-term care facilities where staff or patients have tested positive for coronavirus. The list was released Saturday evening and contains facilities in 45 of the state's 67 counties. Yesterday, the Department of Health reported 1,785 cases and 175 deaths among staff and residents in Florida's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Facilities already were required to notify all residents, staff, and families once there's a positive test. Overall, Florida now has more than 26,000 confirmed positive COVID-19 cases, 774 deaths, and more than 3,800 hospitalizations. Over the weekend, the governor ordered all Florida schools to remain closed through the semester. The daily coronavirus death toll in New York has dropped again. It's a sign that Governor Cuomo says means the state is on the other side of the plateau, but the AP's Julie Walker reports he says it's no time to get cocky and reopen too soon, especially without all the funds needed from the federal government.
Cuomo says 507 people died Saturday, and while every death is a tragedy, the day before there were 540.
All indications at this point are that we are on a descent. Whether or not the descent continues depends on what we do.
The governor says 1,300 people went into the hospital Saturday with coronavirus. And while that number is also down, New Yorkers still have to remain vigilant.
It's no time to get cocky and it's no time to get arrogant, right? We still have a long way to go.
And he warns against reopening too soon, saying if we went through all of this only to go back and start over,
then shame on us.
Cuomo continues to say the state needs more money from the feds and says it will start its own antibody test this week. Julie Walker, New York.
This morning, the AstroTurf group hashtag Operation Gridlock is organizing what it calls an Open Florida operation in Sarasota. A Facebook flyer says the group plans to impose a traffic jam. It says, "We want gridlock." It will start at 8 this morning at East Avenue and Main Street and circle downtown Sarasota in order to let our governor and elected leaders know that we want Florida opened back up so we can get back to business. Many businesses in Florida have been ordered closed by the governor in order to avoid the worst effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas reports on coordinated protests across the country.
Quarantine the sick, but not the whole population.
Protests against stay-at-home orders took place Saturday in several cities, including Indianapolis and Austin, Texas.
There are a lot of protests out there.
At the White House Saturday evening, President Trump was asked whether he saw the demonstrations against stay-at-home orders as a protest against the guidelines the White House has been advocating.
I just think that some of the governors have gotten carried away. You know, you have a lot of people that don't have to be told.
But White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says the rate of hospitalizations is down, and data from the nation's largest metropolitan areas show social distancing is working.
Most of the metro areas never had an issue of complete crisis care.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
10 years after the nation's biggest offshore oil disaster fouled its waters, the Gulf of Mexico sparkles in the sunlight and its fish are mostly safe to eat. But scientists who have spent $500 million researching effects of BP's Deepwater Horizon disaster have found much to be concerned about. Numbers of dolphins and whales and even insects are down since the spill, which accelerated the loss of tidal marshes. Researchers also discovered that plumes of oil fall down to seabeds like ocean snow, killing great swaths of ancient deep-sea coral. They say the recovery has been remarkable, but losses remain profound. We'll talk about the 10-year anniversary of the BP disaster on WMNF's Midpoint today at noon. The biggest names in entertainment gathered for the multi-network TV special One World on Saturday. It was a message of support during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's more from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I'm still standing.
Elton John, The Rolling Stones, Billie Eilish and Phineas, Taylor Swift, Casey Musgraves, Paul McCartney, and Billy Joe Armstrong were among the musicians who joined curator Lady Gaga with messages of support during the One World Together at Home special. Lizzo sang A Change Is Gonna Come. Stevie Wonder sang Lean On Me. Jimmy Fallon and The Roots joined first responders for their own song of support.
We can dance, we can dance, everybody's watching their hands.
Organizers say $128 million have been raised for coronavirus relief efforts. Most of that was raised before the special through corporate sponsors. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Today you can expect scattered thunderstorms this morning, then windy with afternoon thunderstorms likely and highs in the low 80s. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.